For 25 years, Writers Theatre in Glencoe has been presenting inventive and intimate interpretations of classic works and contemporary theatre. And this provides a quite perfect showcase for the talented members of Pigpen Theatre Company. And these guys met at Carnegie Mellon University. They soon began creating plays together, utilizing everyday things that they had lying around in their dorm rooms. Non-traditional props such as bed sheets, cardboard cutouts, flashlights, and musical instruments never limited the scope of the epic adventures they composed, and along the way they also developed into a touring band. Many Chicagoans will recall Pigpen's award-winning folktale, The Old Man and the Old Moon, which premiered at Writers' Theatre in 2013. And the ensemble is going back there very soon. They're about to premiere a new work, which is called The Hunter and the Bear. And they're also in the midst of a concert residency at the Old Town School of Music. And that next show, by the way, is tonight. Before we hear some songs from The Old Man and the Old Moon, Arya Shahi, could you describe for us what this is about, how you conjure up the shows, and why is it essentially that the New Yorker said, this is like watching child geniuses at play?
Well, we have no idea why they said that. the shows that we write and have been writing for nearly a decade now, which is crazy. Like you said, they started at Carnegie Mellon using very limited resources, but something we found that worked very effectively for us is that all seven of us can bring in an idea, and we kind of tend to call that like the seed idea, whether it be for a play, whether it be for a character or a song or anything. And if the entire group takes to that seed and tries to water it and make it flourish into a full Pigpen idea, those are the ones that we tend to stick with. So, as you said, we used a bunch of simple techniques and simple puppetry. But the thing that we found really, really connected us to our audiences in a wide, expansive way is the music. The music grew as we did. When we started, it was very simple. And the seven of us pushed ourselves to learn some new instruments and learn how to play together and started listening to the same kinds of music. And the music became the engine that drives the storytelling of our theater. So I think what we're going to play for you guys now is a couple of those first songs that...
From
The Old Man and the Old Moon. And we wrote them when we were in college and put them out on that first record.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's try.
Well, I snuck from your window and sooner was racing, and I ran to the willow. I followed the sun from the storm. I followed the sun from the storm. I sooner was dancing when I saw your reflection in the wind chimes calling for the sun from the storm, for the sun from the storm. Thank you. And if I were to follow you, would I be a follower? And if I didn't meet you, would I be a traitor? I do wish a million that you were here with me. Just because they were animals doesn't mean they couldn't have been men. Oh, let's go down to Bremen. Take my paw in your hand and we'll sing for our supper in that freest of the freest. People need to see us, the freest of the freest. Tower of brothers, and the one on the top would crow warnings and call in the morning and call out the storm that was coming. The one on the bottom would steer till the road was clear and people would learn to rejoice and to fear our coming. We could sing before our voices gave out and our limbs gave in. On the road, on the road, on the road, on the road, on the way, on the way, on the way. To Bremen, to Bremen, to Bremen, to Bremen, to Bremen, to Bremen, to Bremen. Oh, on the road to Bremen, I came across a robber's tree. I took everything away from them. Then they took everything away from me.
Two songs from The Old Man and the Old Moon, the first show produced by Pigpen Theater, which appeared up at Writers Theater in 2013. They are now back with a new work called The Hunter and the Bear, which will be premiering at Writers Theater in Glencoe in about a week. And they are also still in the midst of a four-part concert residency at the Old Town School of Folk Music, and the next show in that series is tonight. When they're not working on their theater pieces, they tour as a band with a number of recordings to their credit, and one of the ways that they keep this going is through crowdfunding, and their 2015 Kickstarter reached its goal very, very quickly. Ryan, Melia, can you tell us a bit about the cover series and what that's all about?
Yeah, well, we've been lucky enough to be able to make two full-length albums due to Kickstarter, as a reward, we decided might as well learn new songs and ones that we love, and also ones that people that gave money would be able to ask for. So that was one of the rewards, was tell us what song you want us to play, and we'll record a video of it and put it up on the internet, and sometimes play it live. Hopefully, if you're in the audience, we'll be able to play it for you. We've also done it where we played songs at weddings for people who have asked for a song, or we've played them for proposals. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of different variations, but we're just happy that we get to learn songs that we never would have learned unless people asked us to.
So this song coming up, though, this is mm-hmm. a Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah, so we probably would have tried to learn this one anyways.
And why would you like to learn this one?
Why?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, come on.
It's a great one.
It's a great one. And I mean, we're really into Paul Simon, Simon Garfunkel, but harmonies in any genre is something that we appreciate and love.
And do well, I might say.
And do okay at, I think, yeah. We're actually, sadly, we're missing one member, the top harmony, the guy that can really, the Joker. He's not with us today, but...
So much for Garfunkel.
Yeah, exactly. So just imagine, if you will, these soaring, beautiful harmonies on top.
Okay.
Tom, get your plane right on time. I know your part will go fine. Fly down to Mexico. Do-do-do-do, and here I am, the only living boy in New York. Get the news I need on the weather report. Oh, I can gather all the news I need on the weather report. Hey, I've got nothing to do today but smile and do-do-do-do, and here I am, the only living boy in New York. Of the time we're gone, and we don't know where, and we don't know where. Get your plane right on time. I know you're eager to fly now. Hey, let your honesty shine, shine, shine now. Adore the door like it shines on me. The only living boy in New York. The only living boy in New York.
Simon and Garfunkel tune, performed by members of Pigpen Theater. And they are Alex Fahlberg, Ben Ferguson, Curtis Gillen, Ryan Melia, Arya Shahi, and Dan Weschler. And they are here in Chicago for two things. They're performing at the Old Town School of Folk Music, doing a four-part concert residency. And the next show in that series is tonight. And the main thing that brought them back to the Chicago area, more specifically Glencoe, is that they are about to premiere a new work, a new musical folk tale at Writers Theater called The Hunter and the Bear, previews for which begin December 7th, and the show itself opening at the Nichols Theater on December 14th and going into January. If Pigpen's Old Man and the Old Moon was a sea shanty about love, it's been said that The Hunter and the Bear is a ghost story about loss. And tell us a bit about the story here and what's going on with this new show. Ben and Dan, maybe you can do that for us.
Absolutely. The Hunter and the Bear is actually a play that we've been working on in one form or another, basically since we started as a company. In fact, it's the first story that we told together. When we were freshmen in college, we had a festival called Playground, where basically the school was shut down for a week and the students took over, and we had a week to write and produce and put up a play. And so we all knew we wanted to do something, but we weren't sure exactly what that something was. So we all got into a room together and we did the first thing that came to our minds, which we'd learned at Boy Scout camp, which is sit around in a circle and tell a one-word story, or in this case it was a sentence, one-word sentence story. So we told that story, and that ended up being the story of The Hunter and the Bear, which is about a hunter on an expedition in the Pacific Northwest whose son is taken by a bear. And things become decidedly more supernatural after that. I think Ben can talk a little bit about the music.
Yeah, so I think when we first started, a couple of us played instruments, and they all seemed to be acoustic instruments. And this show, I think we kind of decided, most of the songs we're actually playing today are going to be on acoustic instruments as well, but we kind of decided to take a little step and see what happens if you plug an acoustic guitar into an amp and maybe put a little delay on it, put a little reverb or some distortion on it, and see what those kinds of things sound like.
So I've heard that changes things a bit.
That's what they told us, and boy, were they right. So I think, we've, for the music for this show, we've been kind of trying to experiment and expand some of our knowledge, but still maintain some of those acoustic roots that we started on.
Signals. You're getting hand signals.
I'm getting hands. Kurt's playing with hand puppets over here to tell me what to do, which is a great segue because we haven't really talked a lot about. The show has a lot of puppetry in it. Has
as
a lot
did
of
the last one, right?
Yeah, as did the last one. So it has a lot of shadow puppetry and a lot of live puppetry. Very, actually, pretty heavy on the live puppetry for this one. So
no live bears, though, right?
Well, I don't want to. We don't want to give away too much. You know, okay. It is a ghost story after all.
Okay. All right. Would you play this stuff for us?
Of course.
Thank you.
So I think we're actually going to start. There's going to be a little narration, so you get a little flavor for what the show's, you know, text sounds like.
You get
like
the
as
first
well.
5 minutes of the show for free. And then okay. After that, your trial membership is over, and you have to come to see the show.
Take it away.
Never seen a place so consistently rained on as these mountains. Ever since the last big fire, if I had to guess, I'd say that the heat and height of those flames rose so near to heaven that God himself got nervous and posted a couple of angels to keep pouring down rain on a permanent basis. Excessive, if you ask me, but God ain't what you'd call detail-oriented. Anyway, I'm cold, and this fire ain't gonna last. I have to do something else to stay warm. How about a ghost story? Get the heart pumping, blood circulating. I got one firsthand, happened in these mountains not too long ago. It starts with a group of men full of hope and ambition who left their old lives behind and set out for the long dark of the wilderness.
Wild lilies down and open road and calm shadows found on the cold. Come what may, otherwise, well, what came? Say what you'd say, otherwise, well, who says what's wrong and what's correct? What's blue and what is red? What's alive and what is dead? Said the wind to the rain, this bird song's great. We'll carry it to another state and see how they relate. So when the song of the bird and the whistle comes to those who've never heard the tones, they'll sing it like it was their own. Come what may, otherwise, well, what came? Say what you'd say, Otherwise, well, who says what's wrong and what's correct? What's blue and what is red? What's alive and what is dead? Little did the wind and the rain know that hunger grows and grows in people young and old. So with the beauty of the song, the town erupts. But grabbing bowls, grabbing guns, now there's a new kind of bird to hunt. Now there's a new kind of bird to hunt. Now there's a new kind of bird to hunt. What may, otherwise, well, what came? Say what you'd say, otherwise, well, who says what's wrong and what's correct? What's blue and what is red? What's alive and what is dead?
Cause we're one of a kind.
Three songs and an opening narration from The Hunter and the Bear, the new show being produced by Pigpen Theater up at Writers Theater in Glencoe. And if you're interested in seeing it, you should be. The world premiere of this new production will run December 7th through January 22nd at Writers Theater, previews beginning on the 7th of December, the official opening on December 14th. Writers Theater up in Glencoe at 325 Tudor Court. And you can get tickets and more information at writerstheater.org or by calling 847-242-6000. And the Old Town School of Folk Music residency continues tonight at 8. And there's another show in that series, Monday, December 19th at 8 as well. Tickets and more info for that at oldtownschool.org or 773-728-6000. What else is happening for you guys, as if that weren't enough? Anything new on the horizon?
Vacation.
Sounds good to me.
Speaking of kind of a work vacation, we're going to California in May.
Okay.
We'll be doing The Old Man and the Old Moon for the first time ever out on the West Coast at the Old Globe Theater.
Wow, that's great. Well, enjoy. I know we are. Keep it up.
Thanks.
If you'd like to hear this impromptu again, by the way, it will be available soon on our website, WFMT.com, and we'll also have some video there as well. Thanks to all the members of Pigpen Theater for being with us today, Alex Fallberg, Ben Ferguson, Curtis Gillen, Ryan Melia, Arya Shahi, and Dan Weschler. Unfortunately, Matt Nurnberger wasn't able to be with us today. This impromptu on WFMT was supported in part by a grant from the Elizabeth F. Cheney Foundation, a Chicago-based philanthropy dedicated to arts and culture, and by generous gifts from members of the WFMT Fine Arts Circle. If you enjoyed this live performance, please become a sustaining member today. Ongoing monthly contributions are one of the most effective ways to support the station. It's quick and easy. Become a sustaining member now by pledging online at WFMT.com.